Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Warmer than today, high 78. Tomorrow night's low, 56.
We now return to Tampa Bay's number one morning show, The Mike Calter Show.
.52 on The Mike Calter Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You heard me talking to Dom a couple of minutes ago about how I am harassed by people trying to sell me solar. And I will never, ever, ever buy anything from anybody that's calling me like that. Anybody that's robo-calling me, anybody that's cold-calling me, you're violating my privacy, and I never would work with your company. However, solar is a great option. I would seek out the best company for solar, and I can tell you right now that a company that I've worked a long time with, and that is Walsh Roofing Services, who put the roof on my home, and I recommend for all roofing needs, is now doing solar for you. And they're doing it in a way that will cost you barely any money at all because of the tax breaks that you get, the savings that you're going to get on your electric bill, and whether you want to have a lot of solar or a little solar. Right now, I have solar that is heating my pool, but there are other options. You can have solar for your whole home. You can have solar for some of the stuff in your home. What you need to do is call Walsh Roofing Services today and find out what you need for your home and what you can get a free estimate on and how you could begin saving money, not only with your electric bill, but with your tax cuts before the end of the year. 833-977-7663. That's 833-977-7663. Or you can go to their website, walshroofingservices.com. You can make an appointment right there. You can check out their reviews. You can see all about financing and all the things that they can do for you. And of course, now, in addition to the roofing, they can do solar. So if that is something you've been interested in and you're looking for a company that is actually reliable, a company that you know is not going to be harassing you on the phone lines, you can call Walsh Roofing Services and tell them you're interested and have them call out and do a free estimate for you. Again, the number is 833-977-7663, or you can simply go to walshroofingservices.com for all your roofing and solar needs. Tell them you heard about it on this show. Now, Galvin, In the last hour, we played a poem that my young 8-year-old daughter wrote at Christmas time for the boys of Whore Island, Spanish and Joe, and we all liked it. We listened to it twice. It was very funny.
Fantastic.
And then I let Gio know that there's also one for him, ready to go.
Oh.
Gio, are you ready to hear?
I'm very excited.
Your Gio. I call this the night before Gio.
Oh.
How do you like that?
I'm excited.
Ladies and gentlemen, my 8-year-old daughter, Juliana, and her Christmas poem to Gio.
Ho, ho, ho! Merry Christmas!
Just a few days before Christmas, and all through the house was the rotten smell of shrimp prepared by his spouse. As Gio comes home from a long, hard work day, he has to explain how he gambled his paycheck away. So he was wrong about Brady. What can he say? He's also been wrong about every parlay. It's been hard for Gio, but what can he do? From his evil stepdad to working with Drew. Poor Gio was forced to sleep outside, and now he drinks beer and eats food that is fried. But like his hero Jameis, he will not be blue. He will dust himself off and eat a W. Gio, you've been great. They dig you, mister. They like you a lot more if you show some more pictures of your sister. But Santa loves Gio, so to him we will cater. And this season, bring him joy and more clothes just like Slater. Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Wow, thank you. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas.
Nailed it.
Wow. That's good.
For you.
Something just hit home.
Yeah.
She eats fruits that are fried. That's my favorite line.
It's very true. Very true.
Uh-huh. You know, we all felt your pain when you came home. So the funny thing is that my wife listened to that, and she was like, I go, yeah, there's a lot of, you got to know Gio to really appreciate
that.
I said, Gio, came home in his house, and his wife had made him dinner. And what did he do? He complained about how it smelled. He didn't say thank you for making dinner. He just complained that it stunk up the
kitchen. Rotten garlic shrimp in a cast iron pan.
Oh, I love that right now.
Steaming up the house. Gross.
I need the hell out of that right now. I don't know what you're eating. You just look like you look like you went to a 7-Eleven in Tokyo.
Well, so
I mean, you have a bowl of things with eyeballs in it. I don't even know what that is.
It's Karishma's dad made some garbanzo beans with some curry. It's delicious. And then I threw some of my Thanksgiving turkey on top.
Oh, you ruined it.
With some gravy. It's delicious.
Do you know how mad he would be if he knew you ruined his garbanzo beans?
I think he would be delighted that, I spiced it up a little bit with some turkey. You know what I mean?
Mm. You're talking about really a guy good. Who eats corned beef hash and peanut butter.
I'm a KM.
You remember everything, Calvin.
Yeah. That I came in and I thought he had a bowl of pho soup.
No, yeah.
Yeah, all I saw was the egg in there.
What's really funny is literally yesterday I set aside peanut butter to bring in today for a snack, and this morning I was like, I'm not taking it.
What do you mean peanut butter for a snack?
Well, like you throw some, throw some peanut butter on there for a little
on
extra.
What?
On the turkey and garbanzo beans for a little extra.
You're joking.
I'm not joking. For a little extra, put the meat on your bones.
He eats like a little kid.
But are you being serious? You put peanut butter on your turkey?
I put peanut butter on a lot of meats. Yeah.
He dips carrots in peanut butter.
Yeah, I do.
I can understand. Yeah. It's almost like a hummus. Disgusting. It's not good, but I can understand it. Peanut butter is a dipping thing.
Yeah, I didn't eat. I ate yesterday, I think at 4:30 was the last time I ate, and I didn't eat anything, so I woke up really hungry. So usually I'll throw peanut butter on top of that to fill me up before.
Top of your turkey?
Yeah. On chicken wings, steak sometimes.
Oh, my God.
Burger, for sure.
I know there are places
burger
that...
Burger might be a spot. Burger might good, I can feel that a little bit. I don't want it, but I can see it.
I think the John Cena burger at Ford's Garage has peanut butter on it.
Oh, it's so good.
Gross. Yeah, well, maybe a schmear, but not like a load
of it. I put a huge
you
glob.
You put a glob in.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. What's your go-to peanut butter?
I like the Jif Natural peanut butter.
Crunchy? Creamy?
I like crunchy. I'm a crunchy guy,
You know why I don't like crunchy?
Why?
Because when I was a kid, I was eating crunchy peanut butter and it broke my tooth.
For real?
For real.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was like 4.
Ooh.
Broke my tooth.
Uh-huh. Well, now I'll be terrified forever.
Jif extra crunchy. That's the way
this tooth right here, I broke it, and we went to the dentist, and then said, no problem, the next tooth will grow in. Just fine. Look at it now.
Still.
Jim Gaffigan said he got a jar of extreme crunchy peanut butter. He goes, I opened it up, it was just a jar of peanuts. He goes, that is extreme.
I don't know. That's an odd combination to me.
It is weird. It is a weird food combinations. But, you think that it's going to be gross, but meat and peanut butter, is delicious.
No.
It is. Mm. I'm telling you, it is. There's a lot
of
Thai dishes.
I'll make a deal. Butter, like a chicken satay.
You know?
In a peanut butter sauce kind of stuff.
You're right.
Like, there used to be this restaurant called the Stone Turtle. Oh, if Pete's listening right now, he just did a U-turn. There used to be the Stone Turtle. It was over on... It was over on Hillsborough and Memorial, like that, where those things is a Denny's over there now. But it was one of the first places where you'd go and you'd pick your meat and you'd pick your other stuff, and then they would cook it all right up there. But they had a peanut butter sauce there. And I got to tell you, I would have eaten horse meat with that peanut butter sauce.
Good.
I would have eaten my own finger if I had to, just by dipping it in there.
I want to learn how to make the peanut butter sauce that goes with the spring rolls with the shrimp in them. That stuff is so
You're saying
good.
Peanut butter sauce, but I believe that's just a peanut sauce.
Right. Yeah, you're peanut right, Galvin. Yeah.
It's the butter that ruins it.
You're not just putting peanut butter in a pan and
but they do liquefying peanut butter in the sauces.
I think they call it a peanut sauce. Because there is peanuts, are used in a lot of Asian cooking.
Yeah, it's so good. Mm. I'm telling you, next time you make yourself a turkey sandwich, throw a little peanut butter on it. You'll be surprised.
That does sound gross. Even Carmen doesn't like it.
And this was when I was a kid, though, but I used to eat peanut butter and jelly with bologna and pickles on it.
Oh, so good.
Yeah, as a sandwich. And then I would eat Rice Krispies with, 10 spoonfuls of sugar on it.
Yeah.
And then I would get salami and dip it in peanut butter and eat that together. Rice Krispies, salami, and peanut butter. Out of the jar.
So good.
But that was when I was a little kid.
Yeah.
You're not a little kid anymore.
I'll make some corned beef hash, throw some peanut butter in there, mix it up with a little fried egg. Woo! Delicious.
Oh, man. I don't understand you kids. That's where your fat muscles come from. Gross.
Can't stop.
We haven't announced it yet, but I'm going to tell you anyway, because we've been talking about it kind of. We end the year
every year with a pub crawl and a Pipple Tyler performance. Then we're done till 2022. And this year, that is going to be on the 17th. It's going to be in Dunedin. We'll tell you where and all the details as far as the pub crawl, but I'd like you to mark it on your calendar to make sure everybody's going to join us. It's one of my favorite times of the year. Stinks that Pete's out of town, so he doesn't usually play that gig with us, but we have a special guitar player, Justino, who's played with Ronnie D, has played guitar in our studio before, one of the best guitar players in the area.
Yeah, he's really good.
Ronnie D's going to do some stuff with us, so we'll all be out there as we usually are on December 17th, pub crawl, followed by Pipple Toddler performance to end the year strong. Make your plans to join us now. Mike Olivero suggested, and I like this. This is my kind of pub crawl, that we bring my golf cart out there.
Yes.
And decorate it and drive it around. I think that'll be a lot of fun. As long as you can get a DUI on a golf cart. Maybe we'll make Tom drive a golf cart.
Absolutely.
We'll ride it on the back.
Or make Gio drive it. He's a great drunk driver.
Please, don't make me rewrite the poem. We could all stand on it. Anyway, that's going to be happening on the 17th of December. But our band will play its first of their two last gigs December 10th at Joyland. And where is Joyland now?
It's in Sarasota now.
It used to be in Bradenton.
Bradenton, yeah, but now it's in Sarasota.
Sarasota, and it's called Joyland Live.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
And they do. Joyland was a country bar. We have played there before. We played 4th of July there before. And it is still, I would say, in essence, a country bar, but it's a live music bar. And we are playing out there, and we're very excited about it. Those guys were a lot of fun last time we played there. We had a good crowd, and this will be fun. That'll be the 10th of December at Joyland in Sarasota. Please make plans to join us there as well. Are you coming to that?
Hell yeah.
Oh, you say that now.
No, we're in, Michael.
That now, and then all of a sudden we're playing the song, and we're like, where's Spanish? Oh, he didn't make
it. Oh, no, I'll be there. After Galvin's birthday, I am now convinced myself that I can perform drunk at any time.
Will you play peekaboo with me while I'm playing drunk?
I hope so, because I got to tell you, I had so much fun being an idiot like that. That was such a blast.
That was a good time. That was the Off the Wagon show that we played. That was very fun. I want to remind everybody also on this Giving Tuesday, we are doing cameos. We do a good job as a show of cameos. We usually film them after the show. And today with Giving Tuesday, Cameo is donating money back to local charities. And we've chosen Metropolitan Ministries right here in the Tampa Bay area. So if you get a cameo for yourself, for Christmas, for a friend, for your boss, we'll pretty much do anything. You want to tell somebody to F off, we love that kind of stuff. We've danced before.
Yep.
We sing. Mm-hmm. We get pretty creative with it. If you want to get one in, get it in. And you can order it today for later. You can order it now for Christmas and save it, whatever you want to do, but get it in today because they donate money to Metropolitan Ministries. And we are just, I got an update from Facebook, we are $460 away from our Giving Tuesday goal of $5,000.
Awesome.
So yeah, you people are the best. Let's take a break, and when we come back, we will give away tickets to go see Journey. Journey is coming to town. I don't know any of the details, but I will know by the time the break is over and give you an opportunity to win those tickets with a little game called Who's Tweet. We will do that next on the Mike Caldas Show. This is 102.5 The Bone.
You're listening to Tampa Bay's most listened to morning show.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.